One of the presenters at the Boehringer Ingelheim Foundation's seminar is Dr. Enrique Mandaca. And I guess, first of all, tell me about yourself and your background.
Okay, I'm from Mexico, veterinarian from Mexico, and I did my PhD project with Dr. Bob Morrison at the University of Minnesota. So I have spent about 16 years working in the pig industry, mainly in northwestern Mexico. And lately I have been working a lot in the area of Minnesota, Iowa, and Mexico, doing some consulting and coordinating these programs of regional pest control.
Well, at this foundation seminar, where that's just what we're talking about, what is it that you were able to present here? I know you also did that with Dr. Peter Davies, but I know it has to do with software utilities, and I'm going to let you explain a little bit about what type of information you were able to present.
Well, this is basically about mapping, knowing where the sites are located, and about the characteristics of these sites in a given area, because usually people, even in the same area, doesn't know about some of their local premises. They only know about their own premises, but they don't know what is happening around, how many new sites are around, or if the old sites are stopped working. So, and they find. A lot of surprises, because suddenly they didn't know that just 1 or 2 kilometers apart from their farms, there is a new facility that could have pigs from other regions that could be a potential risk for them. So, and there is no communication a lot of time between people in this area. Everybody went to work to their own farm, and then from farm to home, and that's it, and no communication. So that is part of the problem, and that is also the solution. Put everybody to work together to know what are they doing good, what are the bad experiences, and share all this information.
So looking at that, this has to be a cooperative effort in order to try to put that data together and then put it, I guess, into some sort of a publicly shared opportunity?
Yes, of course. Right now we have the technical tools to fight this disease and some other diseases. Right now that we need is the, as some other people say in the meeting, we need the sociological component. That is that we need to work a lot. We need more communication. That is the basic point right now, because the technical resources, we already have that. Now we need the people working together.
Because if I understand this, there's not like a silver bullet solution for this virus, this disease. And if we're going to have effective control, to the extent we can, it sounds like it's going to have to be an effort of working together instead of just kind of having your own little world and sticking in it and hoping that it doesn't bother you, right?
Absolutely, yes. Here, we need to understand that whatever you do or you don't do in your farm is going to affect the other guys surrounding you. In the same way, whatever they are doing or not doing is going to affect your own side. In the short term, for sure, is going to happen.
So, if producers want to get involved, can you point them to where they might be able to, say, get involved in this effort?
Oh yes, of course. Usually, in our case, when we were working at the university, I think that universities of government agencies are the central point for connecting and doing the contact, and also being from a public institution as a university, that brings them some confidence about the management of their information. So I think that universities should be the focal point for all these relationships.
Well, we hope that they'll take advantage of that. And I want to thank you for talking to me here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Foundation Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.